Even in difficult times, Andrew Holt says focusing your attention on God can bring great peace and comfort. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Listen as Andrew explains.
When I give my attention and my love and my affection to Jesus, saying that he's greater, and there's something so profound that no other generation has been able to do. No other generation has been able to deny the things that we are able to deny, to go to Jesus, to run to him. And I think there's an authority that's going to come from that for people, I mean, of every generation, of saying, God, despite all these other things that may look like they're going to bring me peace and hope and strength, healing, whatever it is, I'm going to run to you first and foremost and allow you to bring those things into my life. I just encourage people to do that. It sounds so simple, but I think it's one of the hardest things for us to do sometimes, you know, is to run to him when we're facing something hard. It's easier sometimes to run to everything else, run to Facebook or Instagram or run to WebMD or run to someone who looks like they can help us. But first and foremost, we've always got to run to him and allow the Holy Spirit to bring peace to our minds. And all those other things are just kind of secondary to that.
And even when you don't notice him at first, God is near and he is moving in amazing ways.
And I would just encourage people, especially in the season that we're in as a world, like worldwide season, I would encourage people that God is moving and the church is flourishing and the testimonies coming of people having salvation, finding healing, coming to Jesus for the first time. I feel like he's really moving in my life, and I think that's for everyone. I feel like it's going to be kind of a reset.
Yes, God can speak truth and hope into your life when you ask him. He is the highest reality, and make sure to listen to what he is telling you. As a result, you will have his peace.